Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Make it to another Friday. Looking forward to Sunday. Sunday services here at Bible Baptist Church. Looking forward to having folks back who've been out with some sickness and this flu going around, but it'll be good to have everyone back together for the Sunday services. 9:30 for our Sunday school and Bible classes, adult Bible classes, and then, of course, 10:30 is the morning service, and then we meet Sunday evening at 5:30. Our Spanish church meets as well, and they meet at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sundays also. So we hope you come out. If you don't have a place to be on the Lord's Day, come out and visit us. Love to have you in our service on the Lord's Day. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. And the people are here in the desert, traveling in the wilderness, and they begin to complain. The Bible says that the mixed multitude, chapter 11 of Numbers and verse 4, the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes." And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof is the color of bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as a taste of fresh oil. Talking about the manna. And, you know, it was 18, well, let's see, November, December, January, 18 years and 3 months or so ago that I came to Bible Baptist Church. I was trying to add up the other day, I don't know, throughout my entire time of ministry in now 42 years of ministry, 41 years, I think, in September. No, it'd be 42 in September. I think in the neighborhood of 12 or 13,000 sermons that I've brought from the Word of God. Think about that. Could you do that with any other book? Could you preach thousands of messages from one book? But no other book is like the Bible. It's an inexhaustible supply. The same book Sunday morning, same book Sunday night, same book Wednesday night, same book every day on the radio. And yet, listen, we like things fresh. Don't you like, I don't know about you, I like fresh bread. I like fresh vegetables. I like fresh cinnamon rolls. I like fresh chocolate chip cookies. I like fresh sheets on the bed. And I want my Bible to be fresh. I want my prayer time to be fresh. I want my soul winning and witnessing to be fresh. I want my church service to be fresh. I want the singing to be fresh. And here, in Numbers 11, God gave them manna, and you notice He gave it to them fresh every day. It was like fresh oil. And there's some things that, listen, my friend, we just need to keep fresh in our life. Psalm 34, and verse number 1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Can we keep our praise fresh? I want His praise to continually be in my mouth. Psalm 35 and verse 8 talks about how I will praise Him all the day long. All the day long. I want to rejoice in the Lord all the day long. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Blessed be God. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Whether it's sunshine or whether it's clouds, whether it's warm or whether it's cold, you had strength to get up, you had a church to come to, you had a Bible that's your book, heaven is your home, the Holy Spirit's your guide, you have great salvation given to you by God, eternal life in heaven. As David said, I ought to just praise Him yet more and more. I'm not going to let the young ones outdo the old ones. Count your blessings. I'm saved. I have forgiveness. I have security. I have the Spirit of God. I have the Word of God. I have the Church of God. I have the songs of God. I'm part of the family of God. I have a wife and children, a loving family. I have a job. I have a car. I have clothing. I have a home. I have my health. I have food. I have friends. I have sight. I have hearing. I have my senses. I have my life. When's the last time you just made a list and said, I'm just going to praise God for a while? I'm just going to praise Him yet more and more. Ought to be a freshness. Burdens and heartaches and concerns, cares, they ought to be lighter when you leave the church than before you came. You know why? It ought to be a place of praise. I hope that's what you're looking forward to on Sunday. But the Word of God ought to be fresh too. That's really what manna was a picture of. Our man is the Word of God. And we need it fresh every single day. We read it every day to let God speak to us. Fresh every day. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. I want to hear one of the greatest things I can hear from people when they give their testimonies at Bible Baptist Church is, I love the Bible more since I came to Bible Baptist Church. I love the Lord more since I came to Bible Baptist Church. Preach the Word. Study the Word. Search the Word. Because the Word of God exalts Christ. The Word of God will exalt the Savior. That's why He told Timothy, preach the Word. Preach the Word. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And the Word will always accomplish what God sends it forth to accomplish. Oh, Word of God ought to be fresh to you. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Oh, my friend, I want, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. I want it to be fresh. I want the Lord as my shepherd. I shall not want. I want it fresh. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee my great and mighty things thou knowest not. I want it fresh. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I want it fresh. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want it fresh. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want it fresh. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, I want it fresh. When millions in this world have no copy of God's word on their own, I do. I do. And I want it to be fresh. I want my praise to be fresh. I want the word of God to be fresh. But I want the anointing of God to be fresh. Anointing of God. That's Psalm 92 and verse number 10. Where the Bible says this, my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I'll be anointed with fresh oil. Oil represents the Holy Spirit of God. We need that fresh anointing every day. It's the endowment of power from on high that they received in Acts chapter 2. They were not indwelt by the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. They were endued with power from on high in Acts chapter 2. In Acts 4, they were filled again with the Holy Spirit of God. What? A fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. Lord, send the old time power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgate of blessing on us throw open wide. Lord, send the old time power, the Pentecostal power, that sinners be converted and thy name glorified. I don't know about you, but listen, we need power to live the Christian life. You need power to tell others of Christ. You need power to proclaim His word. You need power to be able to love others. We need power to be able to forgive others. We need power to be able to crucify flesh. Oh, my friend, I want the anointing of the Spirit of God to be fresh upon me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. I pray that'll be your prayer today. Let's keep the praising fresh. Let's keep the Word of God fresh. Let's keep the anointing of the Spirit of God fresh. And let's keep our testimony fresh. This goes back to the maniac of Gadara in Mark chapter 5. After Jesus heals him, casts out the demons and heals him. And of course, the man wants to go with him. And Jesus says, no, here's what you're going to do. Go home to thy friends and tell them what great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. You go home and you tell them what great things God has done for you. You go home and tell your testimony. That's why several times in the New Testament, Paul, whenever he was for Festus or Agrippa, whenever he had opportunity, what gave his testimony? He just told someone how he got saved. Tell somebody how you got in. Tell somebody how you came to Christ. How did you come to Christ? Has it been fresh with you? Have you told anyone lately? Why don't you say, can I share my testimony with you? Can I share with you what God has done for me? You say, well, I don't know that I have a testimony. Well, you can get one today. You can get one today on January 19th, 2024. You can say, you know what? I was listening to radio and heard this guy talking about keeping it fresh, and he talked about having a testimony of knowing Christ your Savior, and I'm not saved. I've never asked Christ to forgive my sin. I never asked Him to be my Savior. Well, my friend, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll call on Christ, realizing He died on the cross for your sins, He was buried, and He rose again the third day, where He then ascended up to the Father, where He's at the right hand of God. And now He's able to save all those that come unto God through Him. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's only in the name of Jesus. Oh, my friend, how fresh would that be to say I accepted Christ on the 19th day of a new year, 2024. And then you can set out to live for Him. Why don't you tell somebody how you got saved? Tell somebody how you came to Christ. Oh, I love to tell the story. For those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, it will be the old story that I have loved so long. Oh, my friend, tell somebody the story today. Tell them how Jesus saved your soul. Keep your testimony fresh. Don't let it get stale. Don't let it get old. Let's just keep it fresh, shall we? Keep the praise fresh. Keep the Word of God fresh. Keep the anointing of the Spirit of God fresh. And keep your testimony fresh. And I hope it'll be a fresh Lord's Day for you come Sunday. All right. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast come Monday, January 22nd. Moving right on through this month, are we not? And I hope you're doing well. I appreciate you praying for Words to Encourage Radio. Appreciate those you can give to help with the finances from time to time. If you miss any broadcast, you can pick them up on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. And we're also on iTunes and iHeartRadio as a podcast. And you can subscribe to those, and it'll let you know when a new broadcast is up. And you can pick up any broadcasts you might have missed over the air broadcast. If we can pray for you in any way, please let us know. If we can be a blessing at all, we'd like to do that. And certainly uniting with you in prayer would be one of those things we'd be able to do. All right. And continue on. Have a great Lord's Day on Sunday. And then we'll look forward to being with you, Lord willing, on the broadcast on Monday. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
smile.